U.S. Fish and Wildlife Regional Director Robin Thorson signed Alternative E in on Alaska. Thorson says plans to enhance the refuge for wildlife and allow public recreational use can now move forward.
What I'm looking for is, was the public heard and genuinely listened to? And then did the refuge balance its obligations as natural resource stewards with the public's interests and the public's use? And that was my examination, and I'm satisfied that they did that.
Meanwhile, refuge manager Don Haltman says the $228 million project requires more federal funds, but a lot of the work can proceed without it. Haltman says concessions were made to satisfy users like boaters and hunters, but he's not unhappy with the concessions.
So we tried to keep an open mind throughout, so I never had the feeling like, geez, we had to give on that. And even amongst our staff, sometimes we had lively debate as we went through each stage and decided what the next document was going to be, and here's what the public said, are we going to do it or not do it, what's the resource value, and we had healthy debate internally, but I think everyone was satisfied.
Haltman says the plan balances what managers think should happen with what the public thinks should happen. Some public officials in Wisconsin backed public opposition to restrictions in sensitive areas of the refuge at certain times of the year. State rules must now be codified to agree with the plan if joint state and federal enforcement is to occur on the refuge. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.